Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Jeff Budd from the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Good morning, Miss Holly.
Good morning. We have a special guest that's coming to town.
Oh, I'm going to introduce him. Yes, it's my great pleasure to introduce Mr. White Keys from Anchorage, who will be down here March 23rd at the Performing Arts Center, and tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books. And I, for one, am looking forward to his visit to Sitka and his show, and he can tell you more about that than I can, although I've seen it at least a half a dozen to a dozen times when I visited Anchorage when he had the fly-by-night club.
And we do have Mr. White Keys via telephone from Anchorage. Good morning, Mr. White Keys.
Hello, Sitka. Oh, man, I can't wait to come down there. This is going to be fabulous.
And have you been to Sitka before?
Well, you know, I've been through Sitka, but I've never really spent a lot of time in Sitka. I am totally looking forward to this. There's nothing I like more in the winter than going south to an island where it's warmer than it is here in Anchorage.
Well, we are very lucky to have you. Now, Mr. White Keys, you wear a lot of different hats. I understand you're a musician, recording artist, writer, and obviously a media personality in Anchorage.
Well, I don't know. Media personality fits, but I do all those things. I mean, you know, my job, it all comes down to one thing, and my job is mouthing off and making snotty comments. And, you know, what better job could a guy have in the world than that?
How did you know you were good at that?
Well, I'm not sure I am, but somehow, you know, people seem to like it, so I just keep doing it.
That's very funny. When did you know the first instance that, one, that you were funny, and two, that someone would pay for it?
Well, you know, that's, I can't even begin to tell you that far back. I can't remember last weekend. I just am a guy that's just out to have a good time, and that's all, you know? You just look around you, and things are happening every minute, and it's just totally crazy. And all we do is, you know, take that craziness and set it to a happy toe-tapping beat.
And you're using the term we. Are you bringing a posse with you?
Oh, I have a posse, absolutely. I never go anywhere without a posse. We've got a fabulous, just incredibly funny, great singing, dancing lady with us, Bridget Sullivan. And she's just she's incredible. I mean, she's done theater everywhere here in Anchorage, from being the lead role in Evita at the big Anchorage Performing Arts Center to having the lead role in Rocky Horror Picture Show in the back room of a gay bar downtown. She's the ultimate theater professional, and Trish Hamm will be with us, who is just a big gospel soul singing bass player that is just incredible. We've got Joey H.D. Murphy, the high definition wizard, who's doing our multimedia show. The whole show has got a multimedia show that goes with it, over 700 images that will be projected during the show. I mean, we're you know, not bringing the entire cast that usually is in Anchorage, because you know, we've got just a million people on stage here locally, but we're bringing bigger than the the normal traveling group that we have. So this is going to be a big show. It's going to be great.
Terrific. And is this an all ages show, or is it more appropriate for older people?
Yeah, you know, it's nothing that if you brought 15, 16 year olds, but anything under 15 or so would not be really advisable.
That is good advice. So you're saying you've taken this show on the road before. Have you taken it outside of Alaska?
We try not to do that. That's just the logistics of it are just bigger the farther we go. So no, we have not taken it outside of Alaska.
And your show, it's typically Alaskan humor, so we're all going to be in on the joke?
Well, I certainly hope so. if you go to, Phoenix, Arizona, people are not going to understand a lot about cruise ship poop,
We which is very top of mind of a lot of people in the news right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the whole deal to me. I mean, this is the thing that I'm just baffled by. I mean, we elect a legislature, 60 people. Here in Alaska, we vote, and we pick the smartest, most brilliant, most capable 60 people in the state to help run our government. And one of them woke up one morning and said, you know what I think this state needs most is more cruise ship poop in the waters we fish in. Who was that guy? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my goodness. You have Jeff Budd here in the studio grinning ear to ear and looking uncomfortable and joyful all at the same time.
Well, you know, it's just you just look around and this stuff just happens, you know, momentarily in the state. And that's why, you know, Alaska has always been such a treat to me, is that it's just, it's crazy. It's not playing by any rules that make any sense anywhere else. And again, we just, you know, we just sing and dance about it.
Oh, that sounds very entertaining. Jeff, how did the Sitka Arts Council find out about Mr. White Keys?
Well, again, I saw him years and years ago at the Flyby Night Club in Anchorage. Whenever I'd go to Anchorage, I'd always go see the show and just always thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think that Mr. White Keys is all opportunity skewer. So everybody that needs to get skewered will get skewered. And the other thing I liked was he has photos from different parts of it. They're beautiful, beautiful photos, but he's also got some humorous one. And correct me, Mr. White Keys, if I'm wrong, but if people send me some photos that they find humorous about Sitka, you might try to add those to your show?
Oh, absolutely, if we get them quickly enough.
Okay.
So, yeah, you could. Anybody could email photos to Jeff, and then he would pass them on to me, and, yeah, that'd be great.
So your sensibilities and comedy sort of remind me, a lot of people now get their news from, like, The Daily Show, Comedy Central, Colbert Report. Is there some modern comedians that inspire you now?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm an easy audience. I listen to any band and I can learn anything. I listen to any comedian and I'm totally amused, you know, and but you know, here in Alaska, you know, we don't have to look very far. You know, it's just we've got just craziness going on everywhere. And yeah, I mean, that's what life in Alaska is. And you know, I mean, now we've got, you know, I mean, I was looking at your website early this morning, and you've got a great rundown of you know, local Alaskan news and stuff, and you're carrying the story of the Alaska or the Anchorage school district superintendent who just resigned after a couple of months. And, you know, I mean, it's just like everybody is just adopting Sarah Palin as a role model. You know, you get a job, you quit a week later, and, you know, and those jobs are open, and I'm thinking of applying.
I think you just gave away the key to comedy, which is just be observant.
Well, it's just, again, there is stuff happening all over. You know, I mean, and it's just, you know, and I'm certainly not the big time, you know. I mean, I'm just a, you know, a little local Alaskan guy who's trying to make it in show business. And, you know, I went to the Jeff's website, the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and, you know, they're the entire front page is the tattoo competition, and we get three words. we know where we rank in Alaska.
Mr. Whitekeys, just wait till next week.
No, I have to, you know, if it was up to me, I'd rather go to the tattoo competition.
we're building up the suspense. It's all part of their marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Jeff, once again, why don't you tell us about where this is being held?
This will be at the Performing Arts Center, so it's state-of-the-art technology, and Mr. White Keys is bringing down beyond state-of-the-art video or the slides that he does with his shows and the artists and the singers and the tomfoolery, I suppose, is a way to say it, and tickets are at Old Harbor Books. And if you have a slide that you think is funny about Sitka, my email is jbudd3500@yahoo.com. And we need it soon, like Mr. White Keys said. So get it to me. The one I wish what somebody had was when the old Public Works building had Public Works, and then the other sign said closed to the public.
That's Alaska.
That's Alaska.
Well, Mr. Whitekeys, thank you for joining us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you here in Sitka.
Oh, I just can't wait. This is going to be fabulous. This is going to be bigger than Dennis Rodman going to North Korea.
And thank you, Jeff Budd, for joining me.
Thank you, Mr. Whitekeys.
Hey, thank you.